Parashat Vayera, the Pasuk says in the Navi regarding Avraham Avinu, Titen Emet Li Yaakov Hesed L'Avraham, that Avraham is known for his exceptional level of Hesed, of goodness, of benevolence, of charity, of kindness. I heard this week from the current Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Shlomo Amar, may he live and be well, a explanation to show how Avraham's chesed and his kindness was boundless. It was endless. In this week's parasha, we read how Avraham Avinu prayed for the people of Sedom. The people of Sedom, as the Pasuk writes, were ra'im v'hatayim. They were bad, they were sinful, they were cruel people. We might say that the people of Sedom were the exact polar opposite of what everything Avraham Avinu stood for. While Avraham Avinu was the epitome of kindness, the people of Sedom were the epitome of cruelty. But more than that, he said, the people of Sedom held b'shita, philosophically, that their way of life is correct. They on purpose did not give charity. They did purpose did not help others. Maybe they felt that they didn't want to create a welfare society, or they didn't want to create parasites and leeches. They didn't want to take away motivation from people. They didn't want to take away their ability to fend for themselves and go work for themselves. So they believed philosophically chesed is wrong. While Avraham Avinu preached his whole life that chesed is everything. It's the nature of a person when he sees his adversary that's fighting him, now getting defeated, especially by God, in this case where God says, I'm going to destroy Sedom, Avraham should be thrilled. Avraham should say, you see, I told you that chesed is the proper opinion. Look what God's doing to those that are against chesed. This could only bolster the opinion of Avraham Avinu. This could only advance chesed in the world. But Avraham Avinu was so great and his chesed was so limitless that he started to pray for these people that were his adversaries, these people that were his enemies in philosophy. He prayed for them in order that they should have life. That is beyond normal human ability. That when a person's adversary was fighting him from an ideological standpoint, it's only normal that if something happens to me, you say, you see, I was right. It's not personal. You see, my opinion was right. Avraham Avinu did not get swayed from chesed even when it was against people that were the exact opposite. That's a lesson to us. When the Midrash says, Matai yagiyu ma'asai lema'asai avotai, we have an obligation to emulate our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that it's not just doing chesed, but it's chesed without reason. It's chesed beyond rationale, beyond understanding. That's what it means in the Pasuk. Chesed l'Avraham. The unique chesed that only Avraham Avinu had.